It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's happening, Brock Hunter?
What's up, man?
Plan B After Show podcast. All right, I know we've been chewing everyone's ear off talking about the Super Bowl, but we got to talk about it, man.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Super Bowl 53 took place yesterday in Atlanta. A lot of firsts at that Super Bowl. Lowest score going into half. Mm-hmm. First time in Super Bowl history that it's been 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. Yep. Lowest scoring in history overall. Mm-hmm. Really a defensive game. Second youngest coach, Sean?
I think he's the youngest.
Was he the youngest? 33 years old?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
33.
Belichick, 66. Literally double.
Belichick, the oldest.
Oh, oldest. No joke.
Oldest to win
a
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 53, definitely one that we'll be talking about for quite some time. MVP of the game, Edelman, had a great game, really great showing.
He's insane, dude.
Could be Gronk's last game. We don't know, more than likely. But final thoughts for you. If you were to wrap up this season and the Super Bowl, I mean, where do you kind of stand at this?
With the Patriots, this is where I stand. Great team, man. And it shows what hard work. It shows what coming together as a team.
Prep.
And prepping and what the ultimate, I always said it, man, it's the ultimate football over there in New England, man. It's they know how to play the game. They play it right. They get the right players. It's proved itself over and over and over. And people bitch every year about them being in the Super Bowl every single year. But, come on. You can't take it away from Foxborough, man. You can't, guys. It's so hard to get to just one Super Bowl. And they won their sixth last night.
I don't think there's been a lot of great coaches throughout the history of the sport. I mean, like I said, go all the way back to Lombardi. I mean, you can look at a list of amazing coaches. But I really do think that this is kind of, it stands on its own. The system that they have set up, the consistently winning system, which, I mean, you have teams that, you know, let's say 5 good years, but then it's off. And it's been really since Belichick has taken over, because with Bledsoe, they didn't have that. I mean, they were still good.
They were good, but they weren't.
Bledsoe went to 2 Super Bowls, I believe.
I think you're right.
And he lost both. He never won a Super Bowl. But they've had success, but really what we can recall, almost the last 2 decades, damn near, just been consistently winning out of Foxborough. It really has been.
It's been so common to see them in the Super Bowl that it's just, it's more, I'm comparing it to the old, the Michael Jordan legacy. Is, you know, you had your Michael Jordan haters. You didn't really hear about it much around here because we're near Chicago.
Yeah.
But I also felt like everybody cheered for Jordan at that time. Like, you know, he's going for his 6th ring. You know, everybody's on board. It felt like that anyway. And it's not like that with football. It's weird.
Football is, I think, the fan base is a much more, I wouldn't say dedicated, because obviously there are basketball fans that live and die by the Celtics. They live and die by the Bulls.
Right.
But I think because the football season is shorter, less games, like basketball. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot of people that don't start paying attention until maybe halfway through the season.
Right.
And diehard fans, yeah, they're there, they're going. But there's also so many. I mean, you can start off bad in basketball and then have a run and still have a chance. Football, the room for error is so small. You know what I mean? I mean, one game can really make or break you in a season. Basketball, you can have a few flubs and everything like that, which I think makes a more tenacious fan base. I really do. I think that's why we see such a spread. Now, also, I can't really speak on this, because I was really too young in the Jordan era to really pay attention to what was I'm sure people in LA hated Michael Jordan, but who knows?
Maybe pretty much anybody who played him.
A more widespread liking of the guy. And you've made comments before, and I think there is a lot of truth to this, is that after Brady retires, dude. And again, I'll always go back to the Packers because that's what I know and I live and breathe. But when Mike McCarthy finally got fired, what it was literally everyone going from, "We want his head," to, "Thanks, Mike."
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
which
it's going to happen with Brady.
And of course it will. And he will be, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's going to get on the ballot the day he retires. And there's no doubt about that. But I think it will be a swing in the States where instead of I won't say that people are gonna be like, oh, I love Tom Brady. I think people be like,
they're not gonna love him. Here's what's gonna happen. 3 years down the road after he retires, people are gonna respect him more than they do now.
I don't think the trash talk will be there. The haters
right now hate seeing him in the Super Bowl every single year. I get it. I understand. You know, if you want your team to win a Super Bowl, you hate seeing that every year. But here's what I was thinking about last night. I put myself in the other shoes, the other side. All right, I don't like New England. I don't like Tom. Here's a reason why you got to cheer for him. Guy only has, what, 3 years left? 3 years?
He says 45, so he's 42 now. Yep, 3 years.
About 3 years left. That's not a lot of time.
Mm-mm.
I'm always a fan of watching great games.
Mm-hmm.
I like watching great football. I like watching great basketball. Like I said the other day, I'm a first admitted bandwagon fan. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I choose to be a bandwagon fan because of just the greatness, man. Like Golden State, they play great basketball. How can you not like that?
Yeah, and watch the game.
And they win all the time. That's why you don't like it. I can understand that. Same thing with New England. They play just phenomenal.
Yeah, but to be fair,
fundamental football.
I wouldn't call you a fair weather fan when it comes to the Patriots, because how long have you been a fan of them now?
I've liked them forever, really.
Yeah.
Because of Tom from Michigan.
And from Michigan. So you got that. So I really wouldn't say you're a fair weather fan. People say that because you're not from New Jersey,
right?
You know, or
New
England.
This is what you got to do. As a fan, this is what you got to do. And if you don't do it, try it, because it's great. You have your favorite team. Brock, you love the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have another team that you love?
That I love? No.
See, here's the thing. You got to have a favorite team. I have two. Yep. I like the Lions and I like the Bears. Yeah. Hate me for that, but it's just me. That's how I roll. and I like the Patriots. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't dedicate myself to just one team. Mm-hmm. I think it's bad for a fan. I think it's bad for you.
Well, you can become blinded to the fact of other and the thing that I've noticed
you become a hater. That's what happens.
Well, you do, and you become blinded from the fact of saying that anybody else is good, which is I love the fact that the Browns had a much better season.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. And now, because, dude, I know a lot of people say, no, it's great because it's a guaranteed win. Yeah, but you don't want to see go into a game that is just like, oh, it's a blowout. That's boring to me.
It's fun to have. Here's what it is. You were growing up to like a team.
Yep.
All right? I was raised to like Michigan.
Yeah.
You know? I like Michigan. I still like Michigan. But there was a point where I was like, you know, I should be able to choose.
Yeah.
I should be able to choose a team.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're born and raised into liking something doesn't mean that you have to like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I mean, throughout the years, man, I've changed. I've switched it up and hate me for it. Like, I've liked Florida State for a while. I always thought the chop was cool, man.
Well, that and the fans, the girls that go to Florida State are so hot.
Smoking.
Holy cripes.
But, you know, I just kind of, I still have a base. But I appreciate good sports, and I appreciate good teams that have it figured out.
Yeah.
You know, like Golden State, man, that three-point shot, I can't not watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just awesome, dude. Yep. It's crazy. The game is changing right in front of your face. And like I said, 2-3 years after, you know, Belichick
of
and
course.
Brady retire, you're going to see more Brady jerseys around.
Now, that's the other question. Do you think Belichick will go when Brady goes or before,
or
will
so.
He stay a little bit?
I think they'll go together. If they were smart, they would go together.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? If Tom says he's got three more years, if, say, Bill Belichick retires now, Tom's mm-hmm. gone. I say Tom's gone.
Really?
He's not going to stick around without Belichick.
It'd be interesting to see. I could see them both going out at the same time.
And it's not like that. The opposite. If Tom left, Bill wouldn't go.
And see, and what I'm wondering, too, is, you know, coaching, it is a stressful job, absolutely. But he is 66. He's at retirement age.
Yeah.
I don't know why not just stop now?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting to see.
I saw more emotion out of him last night than I think I've ever seen.
Well, that ain't saying much. He is the most
Which
dead
isn't
fan.
Saying anything
exactly,
at all.
Exactly.
He got hit with the Gatorade, man. You could see him. He was running towards the middle of the field. Yeah. It's like, dude, is that Belichick smiling? No way. You know?
His cold, iced heart has been warmed.
He was
melted.
Even kind of like hopping around a little bit with his hands up in there. I'm like, oh, is this guy in ecstasy or what?
Oh, man. He could be. Right. I don't know. He's rolling,
Somebody
man.
He slipped a pill into that Gatorade.
It's the secret formula. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see now. What's the next dynasty? We look at the Chiefs. We look at, you know, there's a good chance Baker Mayfield could make something of the Browns.
I would be very surprised if in our lifetime we saw something that New England did. I would be extremely surprised. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of football.
It is.
But knowing how hard it is to get just one Super Bowl, it's just, oh, man.
What I think in the, and we've talked about this before, in the modern form of football, how it is right now, no, we won't. But as the game changes, as rules change, as contact changes, I don't know. That's why we're seeing so many quarterback records broken now. I mean, let's be honest. The quarterbacks nowadays are, I think, in a step up from what they were before, but it is also a completely different game than it was in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, in the early 2000s. You brought it up earlier today in the show. The early 2000s was way more hard-nosed than it is now. So it'll be interesting to see. And as a fan of the game, it does make me a little nervous because I love the game so much and I don't want to see it change so radically that, you know, it's almost not, it's a shell of what it was. But yeah, there's no denying that Super Bowl 53 marking six for Brady, six for Belichick, what was it, nine total that they've been to in the last
18 years.
Pretty damn impressive, and a dynasty that I don't think... Boy, if it ever did get touched, it'd be pretty damn impressive. And I don't know who at this stage I could see latching onto that. Now, everyone talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's really the only one right now that's got enough time and athleticism.
But do you think it would be done on the Chiefs? Because Andy Reid's not going to be there long enough to do that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to look. Maybe in the Sean McVay era. I mean, he's 33 years old. He's got a hell of a long career as a head coach. He could make a dynasty. LA's got a chance. I mean, maybe not with Goff, but you take a team like the Rams and and Sean, and maybe put Mahomes on. I mean, the Chiefs will never look, but you get what I'm saying I guess there's always opportunities, but will it happen? Boy, that's a tall feat to do.
One last question before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Say Tom's got 3 years left. Bill's got 3 years left in him, too. Guaranteed three more years. Do you see him winning it again?
There's always a chance. With the system that they have, there's always a chance. There really is. Will they ever not be playoff contenders? Of course they will be.
So if you think this, here's if you think about it, they've been there 9 out of the last 18, right? That's 50%. So basically you're saying, is it a 50% chance they get in the Super Bowl?
I think one out of the next three
isn't that crazy to
say? Oh, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the team is going to be, I mean, they are, like we've talked about, and we'll wait and see. They could lose Gronk this year.
Yeah.
They could. That's a big hole to fill.
Those are some crucial catches.
You know, knowing them and the system they set up, finding someone to fill that hole, Edelman's not going anywhere.
No.
He's still got a couple years left in him, for sure.
You know, with a system like that, they'll find somebody to replace. Everybody wants to play for New England.
They'll mold somebody.
Everybody wants. As many times they've been to the Super Bowl, man, it's if you got a chance to play for that team, you take that opportunity, don't you?
You know what I could see happen? Maybe not. I don't know. But you could see Kelce go over to the from the Chiefs.
Oh.
Dude, that guy is a beast tight end. See him? He wants a Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
He wants a Super Bowl, man. He almost left before. He almost went to the Packers because
but do you leave the Chiefs?
Not with Mahomes, because you got a good chance. You know, and that's what I'm saying. It probably won't happen because now he actually has a quarterback that he likes. And not, I can't even think. Who was the other guy?
What?
Smith. Was it Smith?
Which one?
What, the for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
No, the quarterback before Mahomes.
Oh, it was old boy. Yeah, Alex.
Alex Smith, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what it was? I can't even remember because he was garbage.
All right. We just got so overshadowed.
Everyone's like, who did we have before? So, I mean, Super Bowl 53, crazy the fact that I didn't think it was going to be a super high scoring game. I thought it was going to be more than that. And no throwing touchdowns, either side. It just was punt, 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 punt. Hell, a punter could have got MVP for God's sakes in that game.
Yeah.
Definitely one that people be talking about. And now, just next season, we'll see what happens. I think there's a lot of teams. I think the Browns are going to be a good team. I think the Bears are going to have Rams will be contenders again. Chiefs are going to be contenders. It'll be interesting to see. Patriots are always contenders. With Brady and Belichick, they're always going to be contenders. No doubt about it. So Just wait and see.
Super Bowl!
Super Bowl! Now we got that boring time in between now and next season.
Yeah.
Ugh. Great. What is it? Baseball?
No, you know what? In a couple of years, we'll have XFL.
Oh, there you go.
It'll be in between.
He Hate Me will be back
and He Hate Me
filling up our TV screens. All right, everybody. Make sure you explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. We got a lot of great stuff on there. You can also find stuff from the Plan B Morning Show. And more importantly, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on your FM dial. And, yeah, that'll do it for this week. This Monday, I am going to go spend some time on the toilet. Because I ate way too much food yesterday.
Man. Tell me about it.
And I'm just a mess right now.
Yeah, at least yours is going to come out the right end.
It might be both. Honestly, right. Might be doing the old double ender.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.